Australia's world-leading under-16s social media ban came in 6 months ago. Now, the government's introduced plans to beef up the existing laws. So what's driving these changes? Well, since December, popular social media platforms including TikTok, Facebook, YouTube and Snapchat have been legally required to take reasonable steps to stop under-16s from signing up or keeping an account. The federal government says more than 5 million under-16s accounts have been removed, deactivated or restricted since the ban began. But researchers have found the bans had a limited impact. They say more than 85% of the under-16s studied continue to use restricted social media platforms. They found young people were getting around the ban by using fake accounts and accounts belonging to family and friends, as well as private browsers. It's a problem the Commonwealth Communications Minister Annika Wells puts squarely at the feet of big tech.
The eSafety Commissioner is actively investigating non-compliance by five major platforms: Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok and YouTube. The Commissioner has found these companies are adopting a range of dirty tricks to undermine Australia's law that is straight out of the big tech playbook. It is clear, and not just to the government, but to parents, kids and teachers around the country, that social media companies are deliberately failing to comply with the law.
So how will the Albanese government make them do that? First, doubling the penalty for non-compliance, which is failing to prevent under-16s from creating an account on their platform, from almost $50 million to nearly $100 million. And secondly, increasing the eSafety Commissioner's power to force companies to provide evidence of what they've done to stop young people from getting an account. Essentially, Labor wants to go after tech giants who refuse to hand over documents that could prove they are failing to enforce the social media ban. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese believes these powers will encourage companies to be compliant.
This is about doing the right thing for parents and for Australian children, and it will give the eSafety Commissioner more power to be successful in legal actions which need to be taken if these companies simply won't comply.
Third parties, including those providing age verification technology to platforms, will also be compelled to provide evidence to the Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant. Danny Alarchi is the father and founder of parents group The Heads Up Alliance, which campaigned for the social media ban. He questions the efficacy of the plan.
Doubling the fines smacks to me of two times nothing, which is still nothing. I do have to wonder, at what point does the Prime Minister say to these companies, if you don't want to play by the rules, then you don't get to do business in this country?
Mr. Albanese's not going that far, but he's acknowledged the need for policy to continually adapt.
We will have to, as technology changes, continue to respond as a parliament, as will parliaments right around the world, in order to make sure that we hold these companies to account.
Labor has until Thursday to pass the measures before parliament rises for the winter break.